Good morning and praise God.
Good morning.
Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hell of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, the righteousness from God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord is strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the kings of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord our Maker for all the good things we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for eternal life we have in Jesus, for the trials, problems that we are passing through, to come closer to you and to trust you. Thank you for the deliverance and the strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for your faithful servants, for the solutions for every problems that we face, for the good health, food, provision, healing, and for all answered prayers. Now let us not confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, as we confess and renounce our sins, cleanse us and purify us once again. By the blood of Jesus, we come to you today to worship you and serve you. Let us now ask God our personal petitions and needs. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our prayers. Hear us, and we believe that whatever we ask according to your will, you will answer us. Lord, make a way and help us and meet all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and provide all the needs of every family. Always lead them in the path that they need to walk in. We pray for every husband, give them wisdom, good health, strength to lead their family in the way of righteousness and holiness. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them, strengthen them, help them to live as submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite, to implement your word in the life of their family. We pray for the children to be obedient to you and to their parents, to fear you and do their assignment well and their studies and household chores to help their parents. Lord, we pray for every parent to grant them good health and strength to do their responsibilities and be a good example to their children. We pray for our siblings, lead them to the right way of life. Lord, we pray for salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. We pray also, Lord, that you help all the single parents in our church and aid them to raise their children in a godly way. Amen. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, thank you for these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless and protect all the places of works for your people. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others how to work diligently, that our light shall shine before others, that they will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, bless the works of our hands and help us to be always mindful that we promote you in our lives by our faith, accompanied with good deeds for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren and sisters, anoint them with the Holy Spirit, and lead them to the way you want them to go. Help them to be faithful and persevere while passing through the pressure of this world, knowing that you are beside them and seeing what is going on. Lord, help them, protect them, provide for them, and solve their problems. Heal the sick and provide jobs for those who are jobless. Come against all the power of darkness against them, and we rebuke you, devil, and cast you all of your demons out of their lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, in our working places, and for the people back home, for our country to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live by your word. Lord, move into their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed for the church. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all those places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and the regulations in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, we pray to bring more souls to your church to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, prosper all those places so your children will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Continue to pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread your congregations to other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for all your servants to anoint them to endeavor to bring more souls at your feet. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives, and we commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring more souls to you, and to live our lives doing your will and finishing your works. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Let us pray now for our worship. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, anoint our prayers, songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us, to be changed in likeness of you in everything. We pray for our recording to use it to reach the rest of the congregations and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto Him.
God. And truly, Lord, we acknowledge, oh Lord God, of your presence in our midst. And as we gather together, truly, oh Lord God, we confess this is one day in your presence better than more than or 100 years or days in our lives. Thank you, oh Lord God. We pray that you will continually bless us as we gather in your name, as you promised, oh Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Let your glory continually fall in our midst, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God.
Lord, I see you, your glory. promises, our commitment, that we will continually praise you and worship you in this life and the next life to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit unto God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out the blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall the fruit shall the vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the goodness and faithfulness you given unto us as we give our tithes and offering unto your throne and on your tabernacle. Lord, bless this money and bless your people as they faithfully giving unto you, O God. Help this, bless this money to help the poor and sustain the needs of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled Serve God's Purpose, Part 2. Honor your father and your mother and accept God's call in your life. Serve God's Part 2, honor your father and your mother and accept God's call in your life. Open your Bible in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, King James Version. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your love and faithfulness to us. Lord, we pray, open the heart and minds of everyone to receive your holy gospel and write on their hearts your law, even as you have promised. Help me, Lord, to read your word with clarity, with wisdom and humility. In Jesus' name, amen. We will continue in this message to study from the life of King David and learn good things from God's word in order to apply them in our lives. King David obeyed the instructions of his father. The word of God tells us, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen. Why did God say in his word, honor thy father and thy mother? Because the parents are the one responsible to care for their children physically and to teach them and train them in the word of God. So when they will obey their parents, who give them the word of God, they are obeying God. And in such, they will be blessed, for they will have prolonged life, and it will go well with them. David obeyed his father, as we can read in the following instances. Letter A. David listened and obeyed his father when his father sent for him to meet Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 11 to 12. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 11 to 12. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither.
Amen.
And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and with all of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Letter B. David listened to his father and obeyed him when his father sent him to play the harp for King Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 20 to 22. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 20 to 22. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread, and a bottle of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul, and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. Letter C. David listened to his father when his father sent him to his brother who were in the battlefield. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 17 to 20. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 17 to 20. And Jesus said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp of thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000. And look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. The father of David was doing God's will and obeying God's word. So when David was obeying his father, he was obeying God. As David obeyed his father, he was serving God's purpose, and he received God's blessing. My dear and beloved, when David was sent the first time, he was anointed as king. When David was sent the second time, he received his first position in service to God. The third time that he was sent, he got the opportunity to kill Goliath. David obeyed his father as his father was obeying God. You need to listen to your parents and to your spiritual parents, the church leaders and the overseer who trained you and keep watching over your soul. You need to listen and obey them as long as they are telling you the word of God and the purpose of God in your life. In doing so, God's will and purpose will prevail, and you will serve God's purpose in the generation that you are living. But to the contrary to that, if your father or your parents are not followers of God and are not commanding you with the word of God, then simply you need to respect them. But you are not obliged to honor and follow the instructions that they give to you as long as they are not in line with the scriptures. This is what God instructed the Israelites about, the following the instruction of their fathers, as their parents were not following God but their own idols. Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 18 to 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 18 to 20. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgment, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Lord your God, walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and hallow my Sabbath. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. God ultimately wants you to follow his word And if your parents are not telling you the word of God, then you don't need to honor and do what they are saying to you, because in such they are misleading you and taking you away from God. Therefore, we as parents need to be very careful how to instruct our children, because if we will instruct them against the word of God, then God will teach our children neither to listen our instruction nor to follow our advices. Jesus honored his parents and submitted to their authority when he was a child. Luke chapter 2, verses 51 to 52. Luke chapter 2, verses 51 to 52. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all this saying in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. But when Jesus was doing God's service, and his mother and brother came to him and sent for him to meet them, he did not go out in honor to his mother and brother's request. Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. There came then his brother and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him, and the multitude sat about him. And they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked round about on them which sat about him, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. While he had talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Therefore, you need to know that if you will honor and obey your parents who are not saying to you the word of God, then you are contrary to God. And so he will be contrary to you, and he will not bless you. But if your parents are telling you the very word of God and the very will of God, then you need to honor them and do what they are instructing you to do. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. The other aspect that we can learn from the life of David is that David accepted God's call in his life. This is the account of God's calling for David. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, saying, I have rejected him for reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, and that he looked on Eliab, and said, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord saith not as a man saith, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, The Lord hath not chosen this. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are there all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he went and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and with all of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. As simple as this was the setting when David was anointed as king. God called him, and he responded to God's call. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power from that day on. He did not question, he did not refuse, and he did not doubt. After he was anointed, acted normally, and was going smoothly as God was leading him step by step and from place to place. The same happens to us as workers who respond to the calling of God and obey his every command. We receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit when we maintain a pure heart and a willing spirit to serve God and to obey his will in our lives. God has called you in many occasions. And even now, as you hear and read this message, he is calling you. How you respond to that call is your responsibility toward God. How you comply to his will and to his plan in your life is how you will be blessed. Trust God and obey him. Don't look to the obstacles in your life, and don't be negative in your mind. Be reminded, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. David was a youth when he was called by God, and that was not a hindrance for him to respond to the call of God in his life, even he was the youngest of all his brethren. But that did not hinder him from moving forward with God and with the good plan that he had for him. His response to the call of God in his life, in spite of his young age, goes along the instruction of Paul to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no man despise the youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in clarity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Mary, when God called her to carry Jesus in her womb, even she was a young virgin, she responded to the call of God in her life and accepted that with faith. as she said the following to the angels that announced to her that she was chosen by God. Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Luke chapter 1, verse 38. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. So keep the same in your mind and believe in your heart. Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. My dear and beloved, the calling of David was during a critical period in the life of God's people. At that time, Saul was the king, but he failed God, and there was a job needed to be done. David, when he was anointed to be king, he was not aware of all the works ahead of him. Right now, you may not be aware why God is calling you and for what purpose. But the most important thing that you must know is this. There is a work needed to be done, and that is why God is calling you to do it. And you will be blessed as you agree to obey God's call and start to do. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God in heaven, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your clear word to me and the teaching that I receive in this message about honoring my parents and those who are giving me and leading with your word, and about the calling of yours in my life. Lord, thank you for all the scriptures and the examples that I learned in this message to help me to apply in my life. Confess and renounce now all your sins. Confess and renounce your disobedience to your parents and to those who gives you God's instructions. Confess and renounce your delayed obedience, your stubbornness, and doing your own will and not the will of God. Confess and renounce your doubts, your lack of faith, and your reluctance to respond to the calling of God in your life and what He wants you to do for Him. Confess your fear of man and your non-willingness to serve God and suffer for Him. Confess all the idols and the wrong practices of your parents. Confess your lies, your lust, and your immoralities. Confess and renounce your worldliness and your love for material things. Confess and renounce your band-aids and yoke with many non-believers and friends, and your band-aids to the social media, news, and games. Confess your lack of reading of God's word and your lack of prayers. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, thank you for your message to me. Lord, make me humble and give me a teachable heart to listen to my parents who are telling me your word. Lord, help me to listen to my spiritual parents who are instructing me with your word. I know that in obeying their instructions, I will be in line with your will. Lord, help me to do your purpose in my life and in the life of the generation that I am serving. Lord God, thank you for calling me to serve you. Here I am. Set me apart and anoint me with the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, equip me and give me wisdom so I can serve you wholeheartedly to achieve your purpose in my life and to serve my own generation in accordance to your will. Please give me perseverance to achieve this purpose and your calling in my life. This is all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and come back to you, willing to do your word and the instruction that they receive in this message to honor their godly parents and those who teach them your word and are willing to respond to your calling in their lives. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on them to equip them to go and serve you and do your work and your will. Lord, lead them and provide their needs to continue to serve you. Lord, we commit ourselves as your church to teach your word to our children and disciples and to declare to them your will and about your calling in their lives. Lord, lead us to lay hand on and commission those whom you call to go on and serve you. Lord, continue to lead us with your Holy Spirit, do the things that you want us to do and achieve for you. Lord, we commit ourselves to go forward, reaching new people and places with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need to go and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church. Multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
All that I can hold, Lord, give up.